love chips. I'm confused. I don't know which ones to go with anymore because there's all these new brands that are, there's the multigrains, the vegetable ones. Would that actually count for my vegetable intake?
Oh, I'm sure.
We'll find out. Joining us on the phone, she's the founder of healthcastle.com, which is the largest online nutritional company. It's run by registered dietitians. Gloria Tsang, welcome back to the show. How are you?
Good. How are you? Happy to be back.
Thank you. All right. So you got together and you guys, what, you had about 40 people or was it 40 chips? And you guys analyzed all of the different types that are out there, right?
Exactly. When you go to the chip aisle, it's no longer just potato chips. There's multigrain, there's wheat, there's soy, there's corn. We don't know what to choose anymore. So we thought, you know what? Let's just look at them to see if there are actually any healthy chips out there.
And what did you find?
You know, something very surprising. For example, baked chips. We thought that if the chips are not fried, it will save us some calories. And unfortunately, baked chips only saved about 20 calories. So unless you actually like the texture, which not many people like it, I wouldn't say go for it.
Okay, that's good to know. How about multigrain? Because I'm seeing those as, you know, for nacho chips, I see multigrain. I'm thinking maybe I should have those.
Yeah, your fiber, yeah.
Exactly. I mean, multigrain chips label often have this brown-looking chips on the front. So we all thought that they will have some type of fiber in it. And again, unfortunately, not too many brands out there actually contains more fiber than the regular. So they only have about 1 or 2 grams of fiber per serving, which is exactly what you found in a potato chip.
Really? So we might as well stick with the good old-fashioned potato chips. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. You know what we found is potato chips should only contain potatoes, oil that's fried in, and some seasoning, and that's all it should contain. So if you actually found some labels that only have these three ingredients in it, I'll say go for it because you don't find any hard-to-produce chemical-sounding additives in the product.
Now, there are a lot of chips, though, that are fairly salty. So when I look at the bags, I sometimes like to choose the ones that are less salt.
Absolutely. Some folks are actually looking for the lower sodium because of the hyperpressure concern. And again, unfortunately, lightly salted or reduced sodium only means that it contains less sodium than the regular version. It doesn't mean that it's actually low in sodium. So if you're looking for the sodium, you really have to flip to the back and look at the sodium content.
So which ones are the worst ones? Which ones should we just really avoid?
If there's one product that I would caution you purchasing, that has to be the fat-free or the low-fat chips, simply because they're not chips anymore. Again, we talk about potatoes, and many times when we see the fat-free products, they're mixed with fillers, fat substitutes. The ingredient list just gets too long to 6 or 7 lines. It's not potato chips anymore, so I would say don't go for those fat-free products.
How about the vegetable chips?
You know, there are some bean chips out there, which are quite exciting to find. If you actually like the taste, we actually found a product called that are made with beans, and it's very high in fiber, 5 grams of fiber, and it actually tastes really good. So I would say experiment. If you like it, go for it.
All right. Great. I'm so happy that you give us this information. I'm still using the information you gave us from the cereals. Remember when you were on for that?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Well, back then, 2 years ago, we reviewed 104 different products of breakfast cereal, and we continue adding it to our Golden Diet database on healthcastle.com. And it's been one of the greatest database that we have created. So thanks so much for going back and refer to it.
All right, Gloria, thank you very much for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. And of course, you can learn more information about all the stuff we're discussing at healthcastle.com.